Lesson 25, 7 Reasons We Get Stuck. As you complete your journey of recovery, you will discover the rewards of sponsoring newcomers. Your role as a sponsor will be to help others along their journey on the road to recovery by guiding them through the principles and steps. Your task is not to pick them up and carry them through the steps, but to stand alongside them as they complete their journey. At times you may need to slow them down when they are moving through the steps too quickly, or you may need to speed them up when they get stuck along the side of the road. There are 7 major areas in which we have seen individuals get stuck at some point in their recoveries. It is important that you are familiar with each of them so that you can help these people get unstuck. Here are the 7 common reasons we get stuck. Number 1. You have not completely worked the previous principle. Perhaps you are trying to move through the principles too quickly. Slow down. Give God time to work. Remember, this program is a process. Galatians 5:25 says, "Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit." Reason number 2, you have not completely surrendered your life and your will to the Lord. Perhaps you are trusting Jesus with the big things, but you still think you can handle the small things. Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6 say, "For good judgment and common sense, trust in the Lord completely. Don't ever trust in yourself. In everything you do, put God first, and He will direct you and crown your efforts with success." Reason number 3, you have not accepted Jesus' work on the cross for your forgiveness. You may have forgiven others, but you think your sin is too big to be forgiven. But in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, we read, "But if we confess our sins to Him, He can be depended upon to forgive us from every wrong." And in Ephesians 1:7, "So overflowing is His kindness toward us, that He took away all our sins through the blood of His Son, by whom we are saved." Have you forgiven yourself? Remember, in Romans 8:1 it says, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Reason number 4. You really have not forgiven others who have harmed you. You must let go of the pain of past harm and abuse. Until you are able to release it and forgive it, it will continue to hold you as its prisoner. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 10 and 11, we read, "After you have suffered a little while, our God, who is full of kindness through Christ, will give you His eternal glory. He personally will pick you up and set you firmly in place and make you stronger than ever." Reason number 5. You are afraid of the risk in making the necessary change. You may be paralyzed by the fear of failure. You may fear intimacy because of the fear of rejection or of being hurt again. You may resist change or growth because of the fear of the unknown. But in Isaiah 41 verse 10 it tells us, "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." And in Hebrews 13:6, "That is why we can say without any doubt or fear, the Lord is my helper, and I am not afraid of anything that mere man can do to me." Reason number 6, you are not willing to own your responsibility. You need to take responsibility for your past in a broken relationship, a damaged friendship, a distant child or parent, and so forth. Psalm 139 verse 23 says, "Examine me, O God, and know my mind. Test me, and discover if there is any evil in me, and guide me in the everlasting way." And lastly, reason number 7, you have not developed an effective support team. Do you have a sponsor? Do you have an accountability partner? Do you have the phone numbers of others in your small group? Have you volunteered for a commitment to your recovery ministry? Proverbs 13:20 says, "Be with wise men and become wise. Be with evil men and become evil." Galatians 5:13, "Dear brothers, you have been given freedom, not freedom to do wrong, but freedom to love and serve each other." Galatians 6:2, "Share each other's troubles and problems, and so obey our Lord's command."